It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And it was nice to see the teams back on the field over the weekend. Lucky for us, that was only week one. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of week two, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. You pick any team during week two, you bet $1 on them, and you win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, we talked all about Big Ten decision in quarter number one. This quarter, I'd like to talk to you about the idea that some players may choose to opt out no matter when Big Ten decides that they're going to get back on the field. And this is something that could have a major impact on all the teams in the Big Ten. But obviously, we're going to start with Penn State. And you got to start with Micah Parsons, who already made the decision before the Big Ten even said they were going to cancel in the fall, back in August, that he was going to sit out this fall. Were you surprised at all when that decision was made?
You know what? Not terribly so. And, I mean, obviously, I think we all thought that it was a possibility. And we've seen some other really top talent in the Big Ten and across college football decide to make an opt-out decision as well. Of course, now you have the kid from LSU who has opted back in after previously opting out. So I don't think that's in Micah's future, but that worked. It worked that way for that particular player. So, yeah, with Micah's decision, I just think that he weighed the pros and cons, realized that, you know, with an offseason, so to speak, of training and preparation time for the 2021 NFL draft, that he would be able to not only be the top 10 pick that most project him to, but obviously be able to stay healthy to ensure that and make sure that his future is set, not just for him, but for his son and his family as well. So not a terrible surprise. You know, did I think that maybe it would happen a little bit sooner? Yeah, probably. But, you know, I think the other thing, too, is that he really wrestled with this decision, Jim, as I imagine most of these kids do. I mean, they are not used to fall without football. These kids have been dedicating their lives to this game for a long time, and that means playing probably since they were in peewees at 5 and 6 years old. So it cannot be an easy decision to say, I'm going to sit out a year, and I'm not going to hit for a year, and I'm not going to do all these things for a year, because, you know, ultimately, that's what these guys are trained to do. That's what they love to do. And that's what they are, you know, you could argue in some cases born to do. So I imagine it was a very tough decision, one he went back and forth on endlessly. And so I'm not shocked that he made it. But, you know, I was a little bit surprised about how long he took to make it. But I think he just wanted to see how things played out. And, you know, as it would have played out now, he'd be going to class and only being able to train 12 hours a week and all that. Now he's doing online classes to finish his degree. And I think that's an important part of this, Jim, because a lot of people, I think, jumped on Micah, especially on social media, and we're really kind of pushing the narrative of, oh, why is he doing this? He doesn't have his degree yet. He's not going to graduate, yada, yada, yada. And I think sometimes we forget that between early enrollment and between summer classes and all this stuff, these guys are in much better position to graduate and even graduate early, as Micah intends to, because of how many credits they take. We forget that they're there all summer working out and lifting. Well, they're also taking classes too, and same in the winter and all that. So, you know, he's in position to get his degree, which I know is one thing that, like Saquon Barkley, he promised James Franklin he would do. And, you know, obviously it hurts Brent Pry's defense, but he seems to be pretty happy about what else is there too.
Well, I don't think it's fair to be critical of a decision that a kid makes like Micah Parsons. And quite candidly, I'm not concerned whether he goes back to get his degree or not. He's going to sign a multi-million dollar contract. If I were in his position and could have dropped out of college after my sophomore or junior year to sign a multi-million dollar contract and not finish college, I would have done the very same thing. So I have no problem with that. But let's look at the parameters for these players making this decision. Micah Parsons is in the position where I don't think he's going to change his draft position that much. He's already going to be very highly drafted. We've seen the mock drafts. Probably the only thing he could do this season by playing is hurt his draft position or possibly even risk an injury. So for Micah Parsons, if you're making this strictly as a business decision, it was probably the smart call. How about other players on the team? Probably next up in everyone's mind would be Pat Freiermuth,
right,
who highly regarded. But the strange thing or the unusual thing for Pat Freiermuth was he could have made this decision last year before this season happened. He was draft eligible, and he already made that decision months and months ago to come back for the fall. But what are his parameters to make that decision?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, I mean, you talk about unusual, Jim. The Center Daily Times reported, well over a week ago now, maybe even 2 weeks ago. I can't remember. Everything just runs together in 2020. But, you know, there is a report out there that Freiermuth was planning to opt out, and then that hasn't come to fruition yet. And it's not he hasn't announced anything yet. The program hasn't announced anything yet. And so we saw Sean Wade, the Ohio State corner, opt out earlier this week, even though his dad was a big push for returning to the field. And I do think it's worth noting that he wasn't just doing that for his son. He had said on a number of occasions he was pushing for everyone. Well, of course, Pat Freiermuth's mom, Diane, is the president of the Penn State Football Players Parents Association. I think I got that right. And so she's been active in this too. Will Pat stay or will he go? I mean, to your point, Jim, he did have a chance to make this choice once already, and he said that he didn't feel like he was ready to go live on his own yet. He didn't feel like he was ready to be done with college football and yada, yada, yada. So you just wonder, has that changed? Has that not changed? Will he opt out? Will he stay? I mean, clearly he's in a position like Micah where he could be a first-round pick, but you also wonder if he could play himself higher up the draft board with a good junior season. And so I think, Jim, he's a guy who maybe, unlike some others on the roster, it's just going to wait and see when the start date is. I firmly believe that if they have a season in October or November, then we would probably see Pat Freiermuth in blue and white on the field this fall. If it's till January, I just don't see any way that's possible or likely. So that's kind of where I'm at with it at this point, Jim. And, as with this entire saga, time will certainly tell. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I agree with you. I think playing in the fall, and we did have Pat Freiermuth's mom on the air with us, and she said essentially what you did. He wanted to come back to play in the fall, and he was very adamant about that. I believe you're correct that if they do play in the fall, because of that, I think he will suit up. The couple other players that are potential that have been talked about, Jason Owe, Journey Brown, and I think, in my opinion, those two have a lot to gain by playing, especially Jason Owe, because he just does not have that many reps on film yet. He's a freak athlete. We all know that, and will probably still be drafted highly no matter whether he puts on the Penn State uniform again or not. And Journey Brown, again, another freak athlete, but I think he might benefit from another season of playing. What do you see for those guys? And what do you see also as players behind these people who would have to step up if they would choose to leave campus?
Yeah, good question. So, I mean, I think, well, let's start with Jason first, because he's a guy who's drawn some attention for apparently working out with Micah Parsons out on the West Coast, and we don't know if he's on campus. You know, I thought it was interesting. Steve Jones, if anyone got the chance to listen on the Penn State Coaches Show last Thursday, he asked a lot of questions of Brent Pry about specific players on his defense. One he didn't ask about was Jason Oweh. So I don't know if I'm reading too much between the lines there or what, Jim, but I thought that was notable that his name never came up. So he's a guy who, you know, I think Bruce Feldman and Dane Brugler and some others have really put him high in their NFL and, you know, draft rankings and prospect lists and things like that. But you're right, the tape just isn't out there. And we know he's a freakish athlete, and we know that teams in the NFL will pay for that. But you would think that they want to see more from him in pads on the football field before drafting him at some of the spots that that the analysts that cover that kind of stuff have suggested he would go at. So I'll be watching that one closely. And then Journey Brown as well. I mean, the guy had a tremendous Cotton Bowl. His speed is unquestioned, and I think we finally saw what he can do. But yeah, to me, Jim, think about where he would get drafted if he had 3 or 4 or 5 more Cotton Bowl like games in a 2020 season compared to where he might go now. And maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe as Miles Sanders shows, maybe you don't need as much tape as people think you do. But to me, he's a guy who would definitely benefit from another year coming back as well.
I believe you hit at running back. Do not want a lot of miles on that running back coming out of college. And I think they can also, running backs, be judged by their tangibles, you know, their speed, their strength. And the lasting impression of Journey Brown is what happened in the Cotton Bowl, which was a very impressive game. So, you know, if he were to choose to sit out the season and get ready for the NFL draft, I wouldn't be knocked over shocked by it. And I would have trouble disagreeing with that decision. With that said, I still think he could benefit from another year. But looking at those players, Freiermuth, Oweh, even Parsons and Journey Brown, are you comfortable with the depth at those positions?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, depth has been something for the Penn State football program that we've talked about so much, Jim, even going back to the Bill O'Brien era. And I think Penn State's is at a comfortable place that it's been in quite a number of years at a number of spots. So, yeah, I wouldn't have too many concerns there. But again, I think that's a question that for a 2020 season in the fall or a 2020 season in early 2021, I think Penn State will be good for this upcoming season. It would be the next one, fall 2021, that might pose some problems. We'll see.
All right, that is it for quarter number 2. Stick around in quarter number 3. We get to Ask Greg. Stick with us.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing back their can't-miss offer. All new users can place a $1 bet on any team during Week 2, and if that team wins, you win $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.